Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, good evening, Dirt Fish Rally friends, and welcome to our end of day two review here at Rally of Finland. David, I've got to start off by saying it's blooming freezing.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
You love it. He loves it. He's got his coat on. He's got his scarf on. Yeah. He's got his jumper on.
Happy days. He's loving it.
But listen, let's start by talking about the weather this morning. That was the talk overnight. We were looking forward to the battle very much between four drivers at the front. The forecast was for torrential rain. We saw some pretty heavy rain in that first loop. But surprisingly, it wasn't the rain, was it, David, that mixed things up this morning?
It was, wasn't it?
I think it was.
I thought everyone coped well with it. Definitely there were some drivers. It came more in the second stage. I think it definitely mixed it up because it gave more inconsistency with the group. If you actually look at the leaderboard, it didn't mix it up at all, did it? Because
no. One
man stayed out front all day and drove like a...
He drove like a warrior.
A warrior.
He is our rally warrior. He really is.
Well,
let's start then with the man who drove like a warrior, because he started off leading the rally. He ends the day leading the rally. Now, Oytanak's lead at the start of the day was only 3 and a bit seconds, wasn't it?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's 8.5 seconds. So you can argue, he has extended his lead.
You could argue with yourself.
But what's really, really important is that it's now Kalle Rovanperä that's chasing him down. But let's talk about that performance today from Oytanak. It was another incredibly battling effort.
And this morning, you know, what was really interesting, talking to Julien Monset, deputy team principal at Hyundai at lunchtime, Tanak put that one time in, didn't he, right at the end of the morning where he was quickest. Psychologically, that really helped because the first stage was Elvin, then it was Calais, then it was Calais again, and they were getting closer and closer and closer. And he just stopped the rot, didn't he this morning with that one quickest stage time. And this afternoon, he's just driven brilliantly. He is taking big risks. At lunchtime, he said that there was a little bit left. I can't imagine there's too much left.
There can't be too much more to give. Yes. Well, let's hear what he had to say. Let's hear what Oytanak had to say at the end of day two proper.
We've been driving very hard and, in this zone for sure. I'm quite happy what we've done today. We've been able to still keep Toyotas behind and, it's not been an easy job. In my dream life, I would imagine myself driving a bit different, a bit cleaner and smoother, but at the moment, it's not really possible. So it's been full attack since the beginning, so no point to change it.
Well, that's really interesting, isn't it? You're in an ideal world. You'd like to maybe be a little more neat. David, it's just about to... What's your view on rain, David?
I love rain.
Look, I've got my shorts on. My knees are knocking. It's so cold out here. I tell you, it's no nice. You know what? You've got Tanak saying he would like to drive a bit neater. I don't think he's got that option. It is aggressive, balls-out rallying.
But it's such a difficult job, isn't it? Because he knows, potentially... The quickest way is to drive the car straightest, but if you've got to find that that line between absolutely pushing and overdriving.
Correct.
And that's the key to this.
And do you know what's really interesting? If we look at Tanak's competitors, obviously Rovanperä, Elvin Evans, Esa-Pekka Lappi, you could easily argue they struggled more today. They made mistakes. Tanak pushed on. Yes, he was a little bit hairy at times. Didn't make any mistakes out there.
He didn't. And I'm just wary about it. I don't want to tempt fate because he's driven so well. He's driven so hard, so consistently hard. We do still have to weigh up this question of Oytanak the actor and Oytanak the absolute sublime warrior. You know, it's somewhere in between because we talked to Marco Martin tonight and Marco clearly the car is not that bad. It's not as bad as we've made it out to be. There's some speed in the car, there is 100%, but it is Oit Tanak that's making this difference. You look at Thierry Neuville, 2 minutes back. Thierry, you know, we can't have any issue with Thierry, because from the outset he set his stall out and said, no, this one's not for me, I'm not going to take the risk. Yeah. And that's the difference. You know, yesterday we said to him, have you scared yourself? Mm. No. Yeah. Maybe that's the problem. He hasn't, but he's not willing to.
That's right. You know, that's absolutely right.
So Tanak's bravery is worth 2 minutes.
You know, it's difficult to say much more about Tanak's performance, because it has been brave and ballsy and just quite magnificent. And there's only, 43 kilometres and 4 stages. He has an 8.3-second lead over Robin Perra, David.
Yeah.
43Ks tomorrow. What's your take on it?
I'll go with Tanak.
I'm going with Tanak
as well. You know, every now and then you keep looking at the results and you keep thinking, is it enough? Is it enough? It's better than being 8 seconds behind.
Absolutely.
What he's done is he's reverted to absolute dogfighting skills. Yeah. He's become an instinctive driver again. And
sweet hustler! He's getting them in!
We have seen it, but you know, his Sardinia win was crafted in a different way. He didn't get out to the front and he didn't say, this is mine and I'm going to put it on the edge and I'm going to do that. And he's done that here, and I think he's got one more day, touch wood, touch everything, he's got it in him.
Yeah, you know, not that we don't want to see Robin Perra winning, but it would just be a magnificent result, not just for Tanak, but for the team as well.
The story will be incredible.
You know, we look at Kalle Robin Perra, who has been untouchable this year. It is bizarre. We've come to Finland.
Yeah.
And he's not comfortable in the car. He said that.
Yeah.
Evans isn't comfortable in the car. He has said that. You know, we know that Lappi has reasons why he's not comfortable in the car. You also look at Katsuta. He's not comfortable. He's not found the right setup. What's going on there?
Well, what's the one thing that brings all of those drivers together is that none of them are comfortable in the car when you were driving it earlier this week.
Have a look on our YouTube channel.
One or two of them actually refused
to get in if I was driving.
It's true. It's really weird, isn't it?
Really weird.
That they've come to their own backyard
where
and
you
want
expect
the
perfect setup.
And you should do, rightly so. And all day today, Kalle said that he's been fighting with the car, and that is so difficult. That's where mistakes crop in, because when you're trying to second guess the car and you're just not quite sure what it's doing. Yeah. But equally, who's been doing that more than anybody? Oit Tanak. So we were talking to Oit earlier today about, and you know, trying to think of an analogy that brings us down to the man in the street, the woman in the street. And when he's driving the car, he's got to be tense, because he can't relax. And it's the same with you and I when we're driving, and you know, there's black ice around. You're just tense, you're waiting
for the
car.
You're just driving all the time, tense when I'm driving all the time.
But that's it, and it's not a natural way of driving.
No.
And that's, for me, so far, 2 days in, this is an incredible achievement from Tanak.
It really is.
And you know, when you listen to Kalle is struggling, but I still think, you said this earlier, to have Kalle behind him, you are going to be looking a little bit harder. You know, Lappi behind you is pretty scary.
Yeah.
But Kalle, the hunter.
The hunter. Well, we haven't seen an awful lot from hunting this year, but let's hear what Kalle Robin Perra had to say at the end of today's action.
I think, again, we did a quite good day. Everything was really good, to be honest. I was not really so happy with the car all the time, so it's always a bit tough. When you're fighting with the car and you have to go on the absolute limit, you make some mistakes and it's not so comfortable. But yeah, we still pushed the whole day. I didn't really leave much there. Maybe in the middle one I left a bit. It was so rough, a lot of hits on the sump guard and loose stones on the tires. So yeah, of course you also think about the points, that it's coming good points now, so you cannot really lose everything. So yeah, it's a tricky situation to push hard and try to be sensible.
We have just the most wonderful battle ahead of us tomorrow. Let's just see what happens out there. Just enjoy it, everyone. I'm going to enjoy it. I really don't care who wins. Oit Tanak. I really don't care who wins. I really don't care who wins, David.
Well, I'll balance that by saying, Kalle, you know, let's have a Finn winning in Finland.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Or Esbekka Lappi.
But we are going to have a wonderful battle. Let's talk about Lappi. Let's talk about Lappi. Let's talk about Elvin Evans. Both disappointing days for different reasons.
Different
David.
Reasons. You've just got to love Lappi again. Yeah. You know, we asked him this.
Where's it there, doesn't he?
Totally. Totally.
Right,
stop
there,
doing
David.
That.
Where's it there?
He does, but you know, the absolute brutal honesty of the bloke. When we've come away from Tanak and said to him, you know, do you have much left? Yeah, there's a little bit left maybe. But then you go next you go next door to EP and say, you know, where are you about? Have you got anything left? No.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing.
He is leaving everything out there.
Yeah, and you feel for him because, you know, he battled really hard to keep himself in that fight.
Yeah.
Obviously that incident with the smashed windscreen or the cracked windscreen didn't help him. What about Elvin Evans, though? It's another Saturday where we wanted to see perhaps a little more from Elvin, and it never really, as he's told us himself, never really sparked, David.
Certainly that spark wasn't going to catch in this weather, was it? It didn't, and he's not felt that same comfort in the car. And it's, we talked about this endlessly before the start of this event. If you're not comfortable in the car, you can't do it. Equally, Tanak's not comfortable in the car, blah, 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 blah. Nobody really has demonstrated massive comfort in the car this week. And it's about making the best of it. And Elvin, by his own admission, isn't a driver who can drive around problems and take the thing by the scruff of the neck. That's not him.
No, it's not him at all.
He's the boy that's going to bring the points home.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing. It's disappointing, but nobody will be more disappointed than Elvin himself.
Yeah. Well, we left here last year on an absolute high, perhaps the highest
King
point
of, Finland.
Of his career. He really was
absolutely
wonderful.
Absolutely amazing.
We watched Katsuta-san out there. I've really enjoyed watching him, but it's been a little difficult watching Katsuta. He had this massive moment out there today, and it wasn't the only one he had. He's another one of those Toyota drivers who's really struggled to find the form we expected to see from him because he's not been comfortable with the car, and that is the last thing we thought we would hear from any of the Toyota
we
drivers.
Say,
but let's move on.
No, we will. We will find out. Tom Fowler, we're coming for
he'll
you
tell
tomorrow.
Us, he'll tell us why that's been the case across all four of their cars.
Yep.
Let's move on to M Sport. My goodness me, what a difficult day, particularly for Craig Breen. Now, you know, it's easy to be critical of Craig Breen. You know, you watch it, there's no question it's a mistake. He's a metre, maybe not quite a metre, certainly half a metre further right than he should have been.
Doesn't matter.
As he's landed. Yeah,
doesn't matter,
okay, doesn't matter how far, but he's too far right. He's made a mistake. Yeah. He's taken the wheel off. But he was told to go for it. So are we critical of him for going for it?
I don't know. We can't be. You know, he was trying, he was pushing hard. He was doing what he was told.
Yeah.
You know, he was told to give it a go. He gave it a go. It's sometimes when it's not running for you, it's not running for you. I don't know.
And
I think we need to talk to Craig. We've not had a moment yet to catch up with Craig. We want to talk to him and just see where he's at before we make any more comment. It's
Absolutely.
A massively difficult day. Let's talk to him. Come back to you tomorrow on that one.
We will come back to you tomorrow on that one. So anything else, David, that caught your eye out there today? Before we get blown away, the cameraman is holding on to a tree. Whoa, did I just hear him genuinely?
No. That was there already.
Are you
Don't
sure
worry.
That was there already?
Yes, it was there already.
We're standing on the right side of the tree.
I think we
anyway.
Need to talk briefly about Thierry. Who's just kept the car in the middle of the road.
Done what we expected him to do.
We'll bring points home. The rest of the M Sport boys, not, you know, no huge dramas.
Gus Greensmith looked a little more comfortable this afternoon, set more competitive times out there.
Teemu Suninen, leading WRC2.
Oh,
great
yeah.
to meet Kimi Raikkonen's nephew today.
We
Real
did.
Highlight. Lovely, lovely lad.
Lovely lad. Real Super. Lovely lad. Doing a great job in his category, leading it by a country mile.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, folks, we've already set this one up. The battle between the Estonian, the battling warrior Ott Tänak, and the flying Finn Esa-Pekka Lappi. Well, yeah, he is a flying Finn, but Kalle Robinpää.
Yeah, the pair of flying
Both them very different. Just a final thought. I'll ask you for a final thought, David, on this one. They're both in very different situations. Tänak clearly has shown his determination to win here. Obviously, you know, Robinpää doesn't have to win.
It doesn't
is that going to play into it?
I do think there is part of me now that thinks that actually the work that Tänak's done so far, he's basically said, right, if you want this,
come and get it.
But
take chances.
You know, it ain't going to be easy for you, and I'm not going down without a fight. And I wonder, now this is really where we're going to absolutely see where Kalle sits. He can afford to chuck it in the trees tomorrow.
Yeah.
He'll still be leading
still
by
be.
Miles when we go to Ypres. Doesn't matter. So how much does he want that Rally Finland win?
Or he brings it home tomorrow and
with
he extends his
lead
to more than 90 points. Has anyone ever, here's a question for you, Rally friends. Has anyone ever led the World Rally Championship by more than 90 points? Ever? I don't know. David Evans? We don't know. But that
we'll
is three
to
wins. That means he can sit at home and drink tea for three rounds, still come back leading the championship. It's going to be a fascinating
what was
day.
That bloke we just met at the service station, what was it? Was he drinking tea? He definitely hadn't been drinking tea. or a very strong
we've enjoyed some wonderful sights and sounds in Finland this week, I tell you, as we always do. Folks, it's been a joy watching this wonderful battle develop through the course of day two here in Finland. The place to be tomorrow, as we watch what happens, is where, David Evans?
Finland.
And dirtfish.com.